Louisville police chief resigns after sexual harassment scandal, botched Scottie Scheffler arrest. By Olivia Rondo on June 26, 2024. Louisville, Kentucky's police chief has resigned after less than a year on the job following a sexual harassment scandal and the botched arrest of top-ranked golfer Scottie Scheffler. Former Louisville Metro Police Department LMPD Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Vuro-L handed in her resignation notice Tuesday after being suspended due to the mishandling of a sexual harassment claim about an officer, the Daily Mail reported. Watch, judge for yourself, police release footage of golf star Scottie Scheffler's arrest. Gwynn Vuro-L's resignation followed the release of an audio recording from a May 22 meeting where she promoted Major Brian Clouriger to a senior leadership role less than a minute after Major Shannon Lauder accused him of sexually harassing and attacking her. "We'll have to revisit on the status moving forward," Gwynn Vuro-L is heard telling Lauder in audio obtained by USA Today. In a press conference following the public release of the recording, Lauder's attorney, Jared Smith, said Gwynn Vuro-L's tone was aggressive and threatening. While Smith did not give additional details regarding an attack or sexual harassment, he disclosed that he had been retained by Lauder prior to the May 22 meeting and had been investigating allegations that spanned the last 4 years. Gwynn Vuro-L was suspended from her role after this scandal came to light before two additional officers filed lawsuits against LMPD, also alleging sexual harassment. The waters appeared to be muddied when Shannon Lauder's husband, Lieutenant Jeff Lauder, was named as an employee who allegedly propositioned plaintiff Sergeant Lauren Carby for sex at a party in 2020, USA Today reported. This action was allegedly encouraged by Shannon Lauder. The other lawsuit, filed by Officer Christine Silk, accused two male officers of sexual harassment. One was identified as Silk's field training officer, Justin Lamone, who she claims sent her unsolicited nude photos after she declined his advances. Clouriger, Lamone, and both Lauders have all been placed on administrative leave. Gwynn Vuro-L, who had only been in the permanent chief position since July 2023, was also marred by the Scottie Scheffler scandal after the number one athlete was arrested outside of the PGA Championships in May. After being accused of assaulting a traffic cop while trying to enter Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, a judge dismissed all charges against the champion golfer after video footage revealed that he did not. Despite the seemingly open and shut case, Gwynn Vuro-L vowed to respect the legal process and let it play out after the news broke of the shocking arrest, according to the Daily Mail. The department also came under fire when it was revealed that Detective Brian Gillis, the officer who claimed he was injured by Scheffler's vehicle during the traffic altercation, had broken protocol by not having his body camera turned on. Mayor Craig Greenberg announced Gwynn Vuro-L's resignation at a Tuesday press conference, during which he called the conduct alleged in the lawsuits unacceptable and inexcusable. "Everyone should be treated with respect by their colleagues," Greenberg said. "And everyone has the responsibility to treat others with respect. That should be true in every workplace." The mayor added that investigations into the harassment claims are ongoing. While he did not specify whether or not the police chief willfully resigned or was asked to leave the department, Greenberg named Paul Humphrey, who became the acting chief after Gwynn Vuro-L's June 12 suspension, as interim chief. Humphrey has become the fourth interim chief since 2020 after a series of LMPD scandals, including the March 2020 police killing of Breonna Taylor.